With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel's military targeted Hamas leadership with a strike in the Qatari capital of Doha today. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he authorized the attack on Hamas leaders.
Israel acted wholly independently, and we take full responsibility for this action. And this action can open the door to an end of the war.
At the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the U.S. gave Qatar a heads up about the attack.
President Trump immediately directed Special Envoy Witkoff to inform the Qataris of the impending attack, which he did. The president views Qatar as a strong ally and friend of the United States and feels very badly about the location of this attack.
Qatar has served as a key negotiator in efforts to end the conflict in the Gaza Strip. At least 24 people were killed, 19 injured when a Russian glide bomb struck a village in eastern Ukraine earlier today. The Justice Department has charged a man with the fatal stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee on a North Carolina commuter train. The charge means he could face the death penalty. DeCarlos Brown Jr. has a lengthy arrest record with 14 prior criminal cases. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats must shift to the side of making cities safer.
This is common sense, and I cannot for the life of me understand how the Democrats think this is some sort of winning political message. Yield, man. Let the troops come into your city and show how crime can be reduced. It's a morale boost for the country.
Cracker Barrel is suspending plans to remodel its restaurants after criticism from many longtime fans. The announcement came 2 weeks after the restaurant chain backtracked on a separate plan to modernize and simplify its logo. Cracker Barrel says just 4 of its 660 restaurants have been remodeled. This is SRN News. The United Kingdom has held its annual March for Life.
About 10,000 people turned out in London to voice their support for the unborn. And while it's a fraction of the 100,000 that might show up for the March for Life here in the U.S., it's still a significant number. Abortion and euthanasia are being expanded by lawmakers in the United Kingdom, and pro-life advocates say it's more important than ever that pro-lifers make their voices heard. The law now forbids even silent prayer outside of abortion clinics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report from International Christian Concern finds that conditions are improving for believers in Indonesia, the country with the world's largest Muslim population. However, ICC data indicate that treatment of Christians can vary dramatically from place to place. It says that the Indonesian government has become more resolute in its efforts to oppose and disband Islamic extremist groups and also facilitates programs to foster interreligious dialogue. This is SRN News. Hurricane Kiko has weakened into a tropical storm, but still could create some life-threatening surf and rip currents in Hawaii.
The storm was forecast to pass the north of the Hawaiian Islands on Tuesday and Wednesday as it continues to weaken. The threat of direct impacts on the island has decreased, though people in Hawaii are asked to monitor the storm's progress in case circumstances change. With maximum sustained winds around 45 miles per hour, Kiko was centered roughly 215 miles north-northeast of Hilo, Hawaii, and about 300 miles east-northeast of Honolulu. The storm was traveling west-northeast at 14 miles per hour. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Hold on to your wallet. The cost of Apple's newest iPhones has gone up. The company has rolled out its new lineup. Apple will charge $1,100 for the iPhone 17 Pro. That's an increase of $100 or 10% from earlier versions. However, the basic iPhone 17, still $800. More at srnnews.com.